Begin the current daf, Masechta Yisavim is daf Yigimel, begin the manav, begin the Masechta, begin the Gemara, the Spidama, he says, Im bana b'lay simanim, that there is no children without having simanim. Which I'm going to read, the Re explains, he says, Netzarach lefarish, what you have to explain is, what he means to say is that the in Ibra banim, there's no pregnancy of children, shal kayama, that are viable, that matzalis b'lay simanim, that's possible to be without signs of purity. Ubmiu zimnan asu. However, at times, it is possible to become pregnant even without simanim. What's the proof? Why does the Re say this? But the part from the back of the Gemara has been nivdik, oh, let's go check. Obviously, it sounds like, well, it's not so obvious. And so too, when the Gemara says, El mandome, in Choyishim, according to one that says, we're not concerned, Michael, what are you going to say? But im ain't bonim, klab lezman, but if he's saying that you can't have sons without children, so what's the Gemara saying that, according to one who is not concerned, I mean, vade nashu, for sure, they for sure fell out because it's impossible. The word concern also sounds like that's the only concern, but not for sure that it fell out. So it's very likely, but not definitive. Now, so the Gemara is saying, what Rav Zvida is saying, that since it's not common to have Ibu B'leisimam, to have pregnancy without signs of adulthood, so you're not really going to have a mother-in-law who's doing miyun, because we're concerned that she already has signs of adulthood. Because Masim Basel, like the Gemara concludes, that's what the Rav Zvi means to say. Now, Tosek adds on, he says that, according to what we're explaining, it now makes sense, the resolution of the contradiction from Rabbi Balaboy that says, before the time, she's going to die and her feet is going to die. Rav Bibi says that, well, I'm concerned that she's going to die. It sounds like not definitive. Now, the truth is, because yes, the law had come out, that's why Nami Rabbi Balaboy, he's saying that Teichas Manazeh, that before this time, he may say, that she's going to die and the feet is going to die, meaning, although you're right, sometimes, even though she's still a minor, she might survive, Kim de Leshchiach, but since not common, so therefore he says that she will die. Now, whereas the Rabbi Rabbi, the Naka Chematam, is that the wording is, oh, she might die, is Bishvil Hamid, he's saying the might, because there is a minority that actually doesn't die. Even though he wasn't going to say the word shema because of the miyut, so he just says it as a fact. But it's really as both are saying that it's not likely. That's a different time I'm going to say. But uminayim lo the gemara dov zvid. So we explain what rav zvid means to say. But that's what Taisa bothered to say. Uminayim lo the gemara dov zvid leboy lemeima. How does the gemara know that rav zvid does not mean to say? Dim bun klab b'simam. That's not possible to have children without simanim. Can the Mashmi Mill say, like it sounds like from his wording? In other words, maybe Rav Zvid actually means to say that it's impossible. Why are we saying only it's not likely? Why don't we say that definitively she had simon? And that's the study, what you can say is, no, if you wouldn't be able to have children without simon, and that's Bala Mema, that's what he's coming to say. And again, if that's the case, what's he disagreeing with the previous Peshat in the Gemara of Safra? Because given the day, since according to Nami Imban and Klab Simon, you can't have children without simon, Kamai Rav Safra just like Rav Safra. They're both saying the same thing. It's Harim Kisamonim. Avad Osl Meimah, most definitely, it sounds like he's coming to disagree and to say, no, the inner Banim Simagadla, it's not true. It's not definitive. El Hasara is only the pubic hairs. And therefore, Chileka says, when you know pubic hairs, Lemechazigin Labadi Gedoy. No, you don't say definitively that she's a Gedoyla. Alochi Perkin, that's actually why the Gemara asks. Well, so go ahead and check. It's not definitive. Mashan, the Gemara answers, Chayshin Shamash, we're concerned that maybe it fell out. And, but, Chayshin Labisabi Gedel, we're also concerned that maybe she is an adult in the Chalitza regarding Chalitza, but the condition there is, but the condition is going to be considered as biblical. Regarding punishments and other two, but we don't say definitively one way or the other. We're just saying it as a chashash, not talal min. Now, B'Kunj Peter Rashi explains the subject of Zid, of Zid holds, the Techas min Kalachasman. Techas min Kalachasman, that before the time of 12 is like after, which is like Hilchasa. Because that's what he's saying. It's not necessarily that she had the pubic hairs, which near the Re, that it seemed to the Re, that no. The Baal Mamudra of Zid, the Techas min Kalachasman. Rav Zvid agrees that if you have Cyrus before age 12, in that 11th year, it's like before that. But Bashani Hoch, it's different. They bond them because through children, we consider someone ki'iluhim lachazman as if they were lachazman. Because Bresh is number 11. As I said, we explained this on the previous daf and Yabez Mabez to Matzare, that it's like as if it's lachazman. And therefore, it does not contradict the halacha. Next to his master, beginning to think about Mishram Tzar laid the Hashin because of the pain of birth, oh, then we're concerned that maybe it did fall out, even according to one that's certainly not concerned with that. And then says, Taisus says, Vimtimi begin to say, Kibin de Ain Bon Bele Simonim, which Taisus already explained, that means there's no pregnancy of children without Simonim. So then, wait a second. Mashasi ibn nivda kamilayda. So then check her when she's pregnant, before she gives birth, and then at that point be like a simanim, there's no simanim. Then like lemekah shemanoshri, I'm to be concerned that maybe a fellow, because I cut lebotzal leida. You tell me the whole reason why, according to the inclination, we would be chayshim because tzal leida, but the birth didn't happen yet. And the bunim, belay simanim is already time for the pregnancy. So check during pregnancy. And then there's no here's then we don't have to be concerned. And that's what Sigma to say, no, the labdafka no katale. You're right, it's not specific when it says that it's the tzal leida that tears out the pubic hairs, because the huad didn't the b'shem tzal, but the same thing really would be the pain of the pregnancy. They were also chashin shaminash were concerned that maybe the hairs would fall out. But no katale leida doesn't pick the pain of the birth, el mashamda actually, only because it's going on the Gemara's question. The nibdik is a chamos, check out the mother-in-law, kadeel mar to see if she could do miyun, which the hainach leida is obviously after birth, because she's a mother-in-law. Lochet no katale leida, then we say, oh, well, I mean, the pain of the birth. But the b'huad, then the truth is, the same would apply, dibat kani kamaleida, v'le'ashkechan, if we check her before birth and we wouldn't find, they are also dikul mechash, would still be concerned, that nashim shatari, but they maybe fell out because of the pain of the pregnancy. Now, if we would explain the teaching of Zvid, that the birth of children is not without simanim. Then it would work out very well. Had the nugget tzal leida, why is the pain of the leida? Because it's only specifically regarding the leida. We wouldn't have to say mishum tzai b'chashin that we're concerned because of the pain of the pregnancy. In other words, then when we work out, why doesn't help to check for Beis Saris during the time of the pregnancy? Because the Saris come only at leida. That's when the bonum is kisimonim. But it says, but you can't say that because if that would be the case, then you wouldn't really be answering anything for Rabbi Levoy. When the Gemara asks and says that he says, Teichazman is Mesaber Zameso. I, Rabbi Shmuel, says that you could have Lady Imbalay Simonim. Now, it means to say that from the time of the Lady, that's when the Simonim. So the question would still be there, how is it possible, according to Rabbi Levoy, that she became pregnant in her when she's a Ketana? Obviously, you have to say that, no, it's obvious already at the time of pregnancy that when she had two Cyrus. And therefore was not nisaber b'teichas ban. Kinnik says master begin with the gemara meisa bito in his garsha. Now, if his daughter died or was divorced, oh then the tzar is going to be permitted when the husband was still alive. Now says tzar is hadlei nakad. Why didn't you say the other types of variations, not just death or divorce, but mianoich and nimsailness? Why didn't you say in this case in the Mishnah that if the daughter did miun or it's found to be an illness? So that's why Mishnah the Masnina slash Mekid. Our Mishnah is coming to tell us regarding a filik kanas l'b'sev garish. We want to say that even if they were first married and then divorced, they were therefore at the same time. Whereas the case of Mian and Nimtza Alnas in Shem Chiddush, that wouldn't give us anything regarding this novelty, because that's the butlo kedusha kamay. That those two things of Alnas when you find Shehar and Alnas and when there's Mian, it nullifies the original kedushin. And then v'kechli kanas b'sev miyano, k'moy miyano b'sev kanas. It's the same thing, whether they got married in a miyano, miyano, and kanas. Either way, it's like as if she was never married and therefore never heard Torah at all. So therefore, I wouldn't add anything to the chiddush we're trying to say of kanas b'sev garsh, which is specifically oed at a time they were co-wives. Or you know, another part you could say is, mishum d'koyach a'achas m'kala ha'ra'ais elu. Because we're going on the words of one of these arais, where umiyan shenim tzalnis leshach b'chol arayis, and therefore it's going all 15. And in the case of me and nim tzalnis, as our Mishnah says, does not apply to all arayis like chamaisai, and therefore we only pick what's universal, which is meisa and nizgash. Next says master begins gemar shleisha achim, three brothers, shnayim b'chulu, and two of them, etc. The shleisha says the common peg dalar achim daf lamadam anav der maslan girish. Afreshla, I explain in my nakir shleisha achim. Really, the case could have been two brothers. Why do you have to have three brothers? That's what he explains. Next says master begins gemar nesun rishen mapilim. The original marriage is what creates the hapala, not the time of the death. That's according to that opinion, which Tzitzis really says. Really, it's not really appropriate to say the words the nisum rishonim. There's no two marriages; there's only one marriage. Question is, was during the marriage or was the time of the misa? But so Tzitzis mishumah he the prek misham. It's only because of the case of later on the kofchesim beis the nokarachi that we use the word harishonim because of none. That case is the Mishnah is hamagalish yishvet zirub. Someone divorces his wife and he remarries her. So the Tanakhama says, Moteris liyavim. So she's permitted to the oven because now it's a regular hapola. But Lazai says, no, it's forbidden. The Gemara explains the reason of Lazai. Because he's in doubt. Imis mapelis, was it the death? And then you're right, it would be permitted. Inisum hishain mapelim, which not this nisum, the first one, when she got divorced, which is Eshach Shalai b'malkamitza. And there, definitely the word has to be reshain. So therefore we pick reshain, but really here, the word reshain is not really appropriate. So what do we mean right now? Because Yab Mechulu and Duhim, etc. Shaita points out a filter Gamliel. This question is even according to Gamliel. The less the Milam Nesikitane Shetemoy, and he really holds that you don't teach the mind to do me like come break Bresham of Kovtesim and Alav, but says Tais Hindley Timabal. That's only when she's going to be removed from her husband. Here it's only from the Yavim, so that's not a problem. Additionally, you could say the Gemara's question is the Heicha, the Miyan, the where she's going to do a Miyan, then Tisyam Tadasa, we don't teach her. But if she's going to do it, then the Tzara could do Yib. Because in Kadrus Masin Bashma Amish, that sounds like they don't take another Chalitza. No, the Tzara only has, the only option is Chalitza. Why? If she happens to do mean, then Yib should be appropriate, and therefore that would be appropriate a question, even according to Gamliel. Next, it's not the beginning of the Gemara. No, Tzara's Erva Shani v'chulu. The Tzara's Erva is different, etc. I mean, because the Gemara wanted to say from our Mishnah said whoever could do mean, so what do I mean? Let her do mean right now and do Yib. Oh, let's say support Rabbi Yisrael, because Rabbi Yisrael said you can do mean to the Maimer, but you cannot do mean to the Zikr. So Gemara said no, Tzara's Erva is different. Rama Yecheskel said, she does mean the Baal, she permitted the father. Mean in the oven, forbidden the father. So you see, from the time of the Fila, Nizka Kalasa, here also, time of the Fila, looks like Tzara's Bita. So he says that, and that's what we're saying, that we don't say she can do mean right now, because Achanam Shas Nafila, here also, the time of the Fila, Nizka Kalasa's Bita, she looks like Tzara's Bita, and if it's not going to help, that's too late. That's what Tzara's Bita is going to say. So wait a second. Amanali, the time of the Rama by Yecheskel. How does the Gemara know this? That when Rama Yecheskel says that, oh, when she does mean to the Yavim, she can be forbidden to the father. Because the time of the she looks like his daughter-in-law. What do you mean? Maybe Rabbi Yecheskel good for himself. Is Mishum the Rebbeishes? Because Rebbeishes is halacha. That, the Enim Amenis Lezikase. That she cannot do mean to the Zika. In other words, because he holds that after the husband died, she can't do mean anymore. And she can't remove her status actually of Kalasa. So therefore, she's forbidden to the father. Having no Zikase is the Surah Amniris. But you can say it's not the call. The time the Rambam Yecheskel Mishum the Pshas Nafila Nizka Kalos. You have to say it's because of the Svar, because she appears to be his daughter-in-law. Why? But the Nogas who love, because he only says she should have been to his father. Machlal to Hamashari. Obviously, to everyone else, she is permitted. Now, the time Mishum the Inim Mendes Zikas. If the reason is because she cannot do mean anymore, because it cannot be done to the Zika, then Surah Namalama should be permitted to everyone because she cannot do a mean to remove herself from the situation. Obviously, that it is effective. It's just for the father because it's nearest. Mendes has been doing the same. Kane, if that's the case. Because he says that you cannot do mean to the Zika. I hear you saying that you could, it's just because of Neres. But what you could say is that the reason why she could do mean after and she'd be permitted to everyone is because the Maikesha Chalitza actually talking about where Chalitza actually was done, and therefore there's no Zika. That's why she's permitted to everyone. Not because you're doing mean to the Zika, but to the father, she's still forbidden because ultimately there's still a nichus, and therefore she remains with that issue. Or now another part you could say is that the Rebbeinu himself would explain the reason why she's permitted to everyone else is because we're talking about kashemir na biyavim achash na ziyavim. She actually didn't mean on the yavim after yibim was already done. The lek is where at that point is no mazik anymore. She already moved on to the next stage. But still she be given to his father. Mishum mishas na biyavim is kalasa again because of the sorah of nichus kikalasa.